Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 9 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. This is the beginning of chapter 2, Diablerie, a discussion. That's a lot of punctuation. It's a lot of setup. We're two chapters deep in this book now. Book, will you please tell me what you know? Tell me your secrets, book. On this page, we have the beginning of a discussion that assures me it's going to teach me something about Diablerie, which is when one vampire consumes the soul of another vampire for power or fun. And this book commits a characteristic sin of World of Darkness source books, which is that it will not fucking tell me what is happening. It is being very coy, and that is very annoying. It's one thing if it's in character text, okay? If it's a character talking to another character, or like we're in a clan book or something, so it's in character discussion, or if it's, you know, prose describing in character perspectives on things. You know, this is what this group believes may be the case, then sure. This is not that. This is a chapter about Diablerie. It purports to tell me about what Diablerie is. This page purports to give information. Let's find out whether that's true. Quote, "There are many who think that the later generations of Kindred, those of fourth and subsequent generations, were created for one purpose and one purpose alone, to feed the hunger of their sires." Okay, basically all the Kindred, because when you say later generations, meaning fourth or later, that's pretty misleading. The third generation are like the clan founders. We only know about like 13 of them, and some of them are dead. That is a tiny group of the most powerful vampires. So what this author is saying now is many vampires believe that everything below the clan founders, those vampires were embraced only to feed their progenitors. Do most vampires believe this? Is it just some? Just many. Many believe it. And who knows if it's true, but many believe it. Quote, "Some kindred extrapolate from this that the true antediluvians, those of the third generation and Cain himself, should he still exist, would be unable to gain any sustenance from mortal blood. They could survive only by feeding from vampiric vessels. The antediluvians knew that this would occur, and, before they slipped into torpor, they made sure sufficient vessels would await them on their awakening. In essence, then, according to this view, the entire population of the damned, so concerned with its own petty squabbles and rivalries, are nothing but a herd awaiting the resurrection of the antediluvians. If this is the case, then Gehenna is something truly to be feared." If this is the case, many believe, some say, others extrapolate, still others pontificate wildly, while others prevaricate, and those of the lower vampire classes merely spitball. What the fuck are we talking about here? This doesn't tell me anything about what is true or what is not. It's just some people say it. Here's a thing some people say, and here's another thing that a smaller subset of some people extrapolate from that thing. Moving on, quote, "It must be admitted that not many of the kindred believe this, or admit that they believe it, perhaps." This is the dumbest sentence in this page. Fuck you, book. What does this sentence mean? "It must be admitted that not many of the kindred believe this, or admit that they believe it, perhaps." Could you take one fucking stand? Could you give me one fact ever on this page? Unspecifically, not many vampires believe or perhaps admit to believing in this thing that many, non-specific number, say is true, and further some extrapolate could mean another thing. The dumbest thing in this page is that this sentence refuses to even stand behind its assertion of what people think might be true. This is hedged within an inch of its life. It is conceivable that some may possibly think or perhaps claim to think this thing that may be true. Who can say? And this wouldn't be so egregious, except that we're just going to build and build on this foundation of fucking quicksand. Quote, "Even if this apocalyptic view is not the truth, there certainly have been, and probably still are, vampires who sire Get for the sole purpose of later feeding on them. Many kindred view this kind of situation with a deep personal revulsion, possibly because it would be too easy for them to imagine the horror of being such a Get. And who can say for certain why they feel this way about this thing that might have and probably still does happen, it is said." It goes on to say that there are also elders who feed from younger vampires, even though they could easily feed from mortals, they just don't want to. They want to eat other vampires, all right? It's like how I'm a vegetarian, but when I went to Las Vegas, I went to Guy Fieri's restaurant and ate a salad that was mostly salami cubes, because I could have said, hold the salami, but I mean, it's Las Vegas. Am I going to sit here and eat lettuce with mozzarella cheese and fucking funky dust all over it? No. I've earned this salami by virtue of being who and where I am, somehow. Somehow that makes it okay. That's an Elder Vampire's reasoning, I think. At the very end of this page, and we're going to be talking about something else tomorrow, so I don't mind getting into it a little bit. At the very end of this page, going on to the next, it says, quote, "Tales among the kindred tell of those few ambitious vampires who hunt the greatest prize of them all, the vitae of the antediluvians themselves. Most of the damned believe these stories to be nothing more than folk tales, with no truth to them whatsoever." It goes on to say, quote, "After all, the havens of the antediluvians are hidden so well that none may find them. But still, the stories recur, accompanied by whisperings about neonates who have somehow determined the location of those hidden havens. Those individuals who have acted on this knowledge have, so the stories tell, never returned to kindred society." So we've got this rumor that the antediluvians, first of all, the antediluvians, Vampire the Masquerade can neither confirm nor deny the existence of antediluvians. At this stage, at this early stage, they may or may not exist. If they exist, then it may be that they can only feed on vampires. And if that's true, then it might be that they created other vampires to feed on those vampires. However, there are other vampires who also want to diabolize other vampires for power, move up the food chain. It is said that there are those who are trying to track down the antediluvians in their lairs, which are said to exist, if the antediluvians themselves exist. And stories recur about these people, accompanied by whisperings. We're kind of diagramming the levels of bullshit here. The stories recur, and that's just the stories. Then the stories are accompanied by whisperings. Whisperings about what? Next tier down. Whisperings about neonates who have determined the location of the rumored hidden havens of the antediluvians. At this point, we've gone the entire front section of this chapter with no confirmation of anything. This is tantamount to, like, chapter 2, colon, diablerie, semicolon, a discussion, m dash, part 1, dot, dot, dot. What the hell is going on? And then the body of it is just, who fucking knows, man? Ultimately, who fucking knows? I mean, did you come to the Diablerie chapter of the Diablerie book expecting to know one goddamn solid fact about Diablerie? Obviously, you've never played this game before. Well, I'm being unfair. The setting description is very vague and very equivocal. But when it comes to the mechanics, we do get some mechanics. They're bad, but we get them. Join me next time to find out how one of the ancient damned is like a chocolate frosty on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.